the White River Vision Plan is entering its action phase. Community members will have an opportunity to see the recommendations for focus areas and destinations along the White River as the draft plan is revealed. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Department of Metropolitan Development Director Emily Mack about the final series of public input meetings and what's ahead for the river in Indianapolis and Hamilton County.
Can you share a little more about what the public will see during these meetings?
Since launching the White River Vision Plan in 2018, we have consistently gathered community input and feedback to really understand what residents and visitors and business owners in both Indianapolis, Marion County, and in Hamilton County want to see along the river and what they really see as opportunities to either maybe possibly develop along the river, to restore the ecology, what they see as potential destinations. And so this is actually one of the first times we're going to be revealing some of those ideas and some of those opportunities. So we have seven community focus areas, and we will be revealing some of those high-level concepts based on that community input and feedback.
Was everyone pretty happy with the response from the public on ideas?
Yeah, it's actually been fabulous. And so we've gathered that community input and feedback through a variety of different ways. And so we've done that at public meetings. And so we've also done that through various task forces, thematic task forces. And so that might be through tourism or destination development and hospitality, through ecology and water quality, et cetera. Done it through steering committees and stakeholder committees.
Now, one thing to keep in mind is that these plans are not the final plans,
correct,
right? Just because they're there doesn't mean that this is the one that's going to be.
Yeah. The upcoming public meetings is our first opportunity to reveal some of those concepts, right? And some of those things that community stakeholders have said, this is what we would like to see in these specific places, and to reveal those opportunities. This is our opportunity to share that and to start vetting those opportunities and gather feedback. And then based on that feedback, we will go back and refine and hone those ideas and concepts even more.
Now, you talked about even though these last meetings are the final ones, the public still has a chance to be interactive with the plan.
Absolutely.
How does that work exactly, and how long will that last?
So you can go to mywhiteriver.com, and on the website, you can get the upcoming events, activities, opportunities, the dates, times for those public meetings. There is also the online interactive tool and survey. So you just go to the website. You'll log on and just participate in the process. And we'll continue to gather that information for a few more months, and then we'll shut that down.
Can you share with us what the overall vision is for the White River Plan?
You know, it's really an opportunity to create a regional vision and a regional destination for both Indianapolis and Marion County. And we really believe that by creating this regional vision, it's a greater opportunity than just the sum of its parts. And so it's just how we look at the river as an overall connected system, because the water doesn't stop at our county lines. And so how do we create nodes and opportunities for some destinations, and how do we connect that for all 58 miles of the White River? And it's really an opportunity to have something for everyone.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Department of Metropolitan Development Director Emily Mack speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.